and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast, Tuesday, February 3rd, 2021. Today in the news, the World Gold Council believes that the low interest rates and potential portfolio risk will support the investment demand for gold over the next year, reports FX Empire. Ballooning fiscal deficits, the growing money supply, and the possibility of higher inflation, along with the risk of stock market correction, should support gold prices, perhaps ending the era of the Goldilocks economy and possibly starting the year of gold. It's the ultimate Wall Street versus Main Street, millennials versus boomers, as users of the online message board Reddit created massive tidal waves in the stock market, shocking everyone, reports American Consequences. So what happens next? Well, in the end, this short squeeze bubble might be a relatively isolated story in the grander scheme of the market. But if history's any indicator, this frenzy might well portend the popping of a bigger, more speculative bubble when most investors least expect it. Well, after getting a lot of attention over the last few days, thanks to the so-called Reddit raiders, silver prices topped $30 an ounce during Monday's trading. Now, these are paper silver prices, mind you, but they faded quickly, reports Zero Hedge. The fundamentals are extremely bullish for silver in the long term, with or without a push from the Reddit raiders, because silver is a monetary metal. It remains undervalued compared to gold, and the supply-demand dynamics look bright for silver. And lastly, government waste thrives in darkness, reports Real Clear Politics. Today, the national debt is around $27 trillion, fourfold increase over the last two decades, and that doesn't even count unfunded mandates. And there's no end in sight. A new organization, OpenTheBooks.com, has a formidable weapon to unleash the voting public's ability to address the lack of transparency that's exploding the national debt, and which is a threat to our democracy. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.